I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Oh, just boggles the mind, doesn't it? It's time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Yep, nothing but great old-time music played from actual phonograph records for the next hour or so. So hang around. It's going to be another fun time. A lot of interesting records to spin on the old record player for you today. So just stick around. Brought to you, of course, by melaniesmusiclessons.com. We'll tell you more about that as the show progresses today. I promised you, I think, last week, or at least I mentioned it, a record called Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski. It's the name of the character in the song. It was recorded by Arnie Fogel and the Cookhouse Players in Northeast Minneapolis back in 1972. And in 1979, I had done a short interview, if you want to call it that, more like a short phone conversation with Arnie Fogel about that record. And I went through the archives and I found that tape, and I got the reel-to-reel tape recorder patched in here. So in a little bit, we're going to hear a little clip from that conversation with Arnie, and then we're going to play the Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski song. And if you know anybody from Minneapolis, especially Northeast, they're going to love that record. So stand by, because there are a lot of local references in it. But even if you don't, and it means nothing to you, it's still a great and fun record. So dug out a bunch of polka albums that I had completely forgot about, that I have dredged up for today's show. I have Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips going to get the show started with a little tune called All the Girls Want Me. And not for the reasons you think. go. Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips and All the Girls Want Me, just basically because he's loaded, you know. Great album, by the way. And, you know, now we went through CDs and we've moved on to MP3s and stuff, and nobody has the big old record albums anymore. Actually, there is kind of a resurgence in vinyl, but you don't see it in the stores. Heck, you don't even see CDs in the store anymore. But this is a release on ABC Paramount Records. And a cool thing about records from ABC back in the 50s and early 60s is the album covers were fantastic. They're glossy and very colorful, and this is a great example of that. So if you see a Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips album somewhere in a thrift store or something, man, that is just, it's great artwork. All the guys are on there, and they got their hats on and everything and their instruments. It's just, it's so darn colorful, and you, we miss out on that kind of culture in the world today where you just, I'm going to download that song and put it in my little plastic doodad here, and you never even see an album cover anymore. It's just sad. All right, another great album. A lot of albums this week that I pulled out. I've not really been into the album piles, and I still have two boxes of 45s over here we haven't even touched yet, but I got several on albums. This is kind of cool. There was a group in Duluth, Minnesota, the Duluth Accordionaires, and it was basically a group of young people, you know, like grade school, middle school, up through high school, a few college kids, and they got together. They were like an accordion orchestra, and I'm looking at the picture of them here in this album, and there must be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's another 5. There's a bunch down. There must be 20, 25 members in this group, and they would tour around the world and around the country, spreading fellowship, goodwill, and accordion music all over the world. And I have one of their albums here. It's called Behind the Iron Curtain. They had gone to, well, back when this record was made, communist countries, you know, to spread some happiness and polka music. And a lot of the songs, they're not polka songs, they're not waltzes, they don't really fit into the old-time format of the show. I mean, Gonna Fly from Rocky? Can you imagine the theme from Rocky played on accordions? It's actually pretty amazing. You Light Up My Life, they have on here. But they do My Melody of Love, which, of course, was a huge hit for Bobby Vinton, who we used to call the Polish Prince, naturally. And it's a big hit song for him, and it's a polka tune, and I've got it here, so let's check it out. The Duluth Accordionaires, recorded live Behind the Iron Curtain, and My Melody of Love here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
I'm looking for a place to go so I can be all alone from thoughts and memories, so that when the music plays I don't go back to the days when love was
Well, there you have the Duluth Accordionaires recorded live behind the Iron Curtain, and I don't know where, because the album tells about all these different countries and cities they visited, but it doesn't really break it down. But watch out for the Duluth Accordionaires, the old LPs, because there's a lot of great music lurking within them, so check them out. All right, coming up yet, we've got a lot of things to get to here on the Oompa Hour. We have Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski on the way. Also, I don't know if you are aware of him, probably if you're a old-time music fan, Father Perkovich, who's do Polka Mass, and pretty famous for that, actually, worldwide. The write-ups in magazines and newspapers were huge. You'd take traditional, church music and turn it into polka old-time music, and then you'd have a Polka Mass, and we're going to have a tune from the Polka Mass with Father Perkovich coming up in a little bit. And right around the corner, Ivan the Great. That's the name of the album, so stand by, but I want to tell you about melaniesmusiclessons.com before we go any further, because if you would like to learn to play the accordion or maybe a piano or the electronic organ or keyboard, Melanie can help you out. You can take your lessons without having to go anyplace and without having to have her come over to your house. It's an amazing technologically. It's really bringing the technology of the computer and the internet to accordion playing, if you can imagine that, because she gives lessons live online. So it's not like just watching a video and playing and doing what the lesson says, but she's live on your computer interacting with you via Skype. It's like video conferencing a live music lesson. It's like the coolest thing. So if you want to learn, you want to check it out. She has over 30 years of teaching experience, so you know you're going to get a quality lesson by somebody who knows what they're doing, because she wouldn't be teaching for over 30 years if she wasn't any good at it. You could take your first lesson free. There's no obligation, so you'll want to check it out. It's melaniesmusiclessons.com on the internet. You'll find out all the information you need there. You can contact her there. And also, she's got some cool videos on YouTube you might want to check out. She's playing her accordion and kind of showing off her stuff a little bit. So check it out. You could be the musician next time. melaniesmusiclessons.com. All the information is right there. Great album. I love this because it's the Ivan Kale Band is who it is. The Great Ivan Kale Band featuring Roger Cubes on concertina. And the name of the album is Ivan the Great. And, you know, like historically speaking, Ivan the Great. There were a lot of people named the Great. Peter the Great, you know, from back in history. And really, would they have had names like that if they were just mediocre? Would you have had like Peter the Mediocre or Peter the Crummy? Probably not. But great Ivan Kale album here, and we're just going to play the hard-to-get polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll be right back. There you go. Ivan the Great, the Ivan Kale Band there, and the Hard to Get Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, spinning all the best old-time records that we could possibly dig up, and it's turning out to be an awful lot of them today because I am running out of counter space. All these albums take up a lot more room than the 45s, I'm telling you. Did you hear that? Did you hear that sound? You know what that is? That's the sound of a record album cover hitting the microphone, because I don't have any room. There's too many records in here today. All right, I promised you Father Frank Perkovich and songs from the Polka Mass. And that's what he did, is he did, a Catholic Mass as a polka. And hugely successful. The back of the album here has a montage of clippings from various newspaper columns, magazine articles, when he started doing this. And some of the headlines here, a one and a two and a polka mass. Mm-hmm. We have a polka mass spreads fame. Polka priest prevails. Polkas go from bar to church. Father Perk brings polka mass to Detroit. ABC Network to film polka mass. They praised God to a polka beat. Those are some of the headlines on here. It was very popular. So I'm just going to grab one of the tunes here and give it a spin. I'm trying to decide. And then there's some that are just like standard polka numbers, like Pecan's Polka here. And that was a recessional at the Polka Mass service. So let's just grab a track and see what we get, shall we? Let's try, I don't know. How about In My Heart? There's a great song. Let's just give it a whirl. Here's Father Frank Perkovich from one of his famous Polka Mass albums.
My heart to rise.
Nobody ever said church had to be boring, huh? Father Frank Perkovich there with Joe Vec and the Polka Masters Orchestra. Get it? Masters. Catchy, huh? From more songs and hymns from the Polka Mass, recorded, by the way, at actually celebrated at Resurrection Church, Eveleth, Minnesota, up there on the Iron Range in Eveleth, Minnesota. So there you go. Father Frank Perkovich from the Polka Mass. All right, now I promised you, Sven, Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski, I've talked about it before. We're going to play the record here, and we're going to play a little clip of a phone conversation I had with Arnie Fogel, who's the guy on the record. I was just noticing here in the jacket with the where the Polka Mass record goes here, there's a little order blank in here to order more records. I'm thinking that probably wouldn't work anymore because that record's 30 years old. Oh, but wouldn't that be cool if I could just send off for some more albums for $4.98, huh? All right. Anyway, back to Arnie Fogel and the song Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski. Now, I grew up in basically northeast Minneapolis, kind of a suburb, actually. But Dad had a store in northeast, so northeast Minneapolis was, you know, like my turf. And Dad had a drugstore down there, and we had the PNA Hall, the Polish National Alliance Hall upstairs, where they would have wedding receptions, meetings, and all kinds of stuff. So we had a lot of that culture around there. And all of a sudden, this record comes out on the radio about a guy named Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski, and the song mentions all kinds of bars and clubs and streets and stuff that are all over the neighborhood where the store is. And this came out in like 1972. I'm a 14-year-old kid, and I'm like, that is the coolest record. So a few years later, when I'm working at the Polka Station in St. Paul, I started playing this record again, and Arnie Fogel, who sings the song, was on another radio station. They were doing a special show where they were talking about records that had been made in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area over the years. He's kind of a music historian, and he was a guest on this show, and he was taking phone calls, and I was at work at the other radio station, and I called Arnie at the other radio station where he was taking calls where they were doing this show about music recorded in the Twin Cities, and I said, "Hey, Arnie, aren't you the guy that did this song?" And he was like, "Oh my gosh, yes." And I recorded that phone conversation, and I'm going to play part of it for you. And I have to disclaimerize this, that this tape is 35 years old, and it's recorded on a telephone, and it's been in my attic and or my basement for these last 35 years. So do not expect premier audio quality, but we're going to listen a little bit to this conversation I had with Arnie Fogel about this record, and then we're going to hear the record, and you're all going to learn the song of Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski. So let's just fire up the big old tape machine here. All right, I think she's getting up to speed, and let's just roll tape on this vintage little phone conversation I had with Arnie. I don't think he has any idea that I even recorded this, but let's go to the tape, shall we?
Hello?
Yeah, Arnie, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Are you the same Arnie Fogel that did Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski?
Yeah, I am. Oh, man. Talk about the memory experts.
Really, I thought that one might blow your mind.
Oh.
I am the program director at probably the only station that still plays that.
What station?
WMIN.
Really?
Yeah.
This is the guy at WMIN. I made a kind of a polka record called Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski in 19... You know how old that record is?
It's got to be, what, 8 years?
It's 1972 I did that.
That's what I thought.
I sing on commercials, and I came in that day thinking I was going to do a commercial, and I got done, and I said, "This is longer than most of the spots," and they said, "That's because it's a record." Oh, that's great. Hey, listen, will you do me a favor?
Sure.
Let me give you my phone number.
Okay.
And I would like you to call me the next time you get anywhere near a time you think you might be playing that again.
Well, I'll tell you, I go on the air this afternoon.
All right, I'm going to be working here all afternoon.
Okay, let me find a pen that writes. You know how it is at a radio station.
Oh, yeah. You may know, I don't know if you know what we're doing here this weekend, but you may be aware of the fact that that's the one local record I didn't bring with me.
I didn't figure you would have.
No, it doesn't quite fit in with the format.
How about, what was the other one? I don't know if that had anything to do with you. Downtown Bloomington?
I'm a musician on the flip side of it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You notice the flip side is called Hold Me Now?
Hold Me Now. We play that too.
Yeah, okay. Now, Hold Me Now was written by some of the guys we've been talking about today. You know, the Speedy's Kitchen guys. I don't know if you've been listening to the program.
Pretty much, yeah.
And you're looking parentheses under Dale Minton's name. It says With Batch. And that was my band at the time.
Aha, uh-huh, I was wondering what that was.
Yeah. That's great. You got a lot of those local things?
No, I wish we had more. Is any of that around to be found anyplace?
Only on tape, you know, like I can make tape copies of it or something for you, you know.
Yeah, well, see, I'm a record collector.
As you can hear, there's an amazing number of people out there that seem to...
That remember this stuff.
...picked up on this stuff,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. And it's like, you know, there's nothing like that going on today, really.
Yeah.
But why don't you give me a ring? I'd like to talk to you, particularly when you're going to play that thing.
Okay, well, see, I'm on the air here from 1 to 5 every afternoon.
I think Minton would get a kick out of knowing if you're going to be playing that downtown Bloomington thing, too.
Oh, God, we get requests for that one.
And you're at WMIN?
Yeah.
Okay, I might give you a ring, too. I'm going to mention to Minton that you have those records, and he'll get a kick out of hearing them.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, I really can't talk any more about it now because I'm just got a million things going.
Quite busy, okay.
Yeah, why don't you call me or I'll call you?
Okay.
Okay, whichever comes first.
All righty.
Okay.
Will do.
Hey, thank you.
Okie doke.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you gotta love it there, the standard, you call me or I'll call you, we'll see how it works out. But just a little clip of a phone conversation I had with Arnie Fogel back in 1979 about a record he made in 1972, a record that I've just always thought was a hoot, and he claims it's a polka, and it seems to be kind of a polka theme to me, but I think not like hardcore, but anyway, it's a great story about this guy, and if you know anybody from Minneapolis, they'll appreciate the references in the song. Here's the story of Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski, sung by Arnie Fogel and the Cookhouse Players.
He measures 75 at the shoulders, but only 22 at the hip. He stole my girl from me at the annual Northeast Tea and Arm Wrestling Championship. He's Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski. He's the champ of the Northeast side. Oh, he stood on one leg and he chugged a whole cake while drawing my girl to his side. Now I'm just a guy from Edina who was taking his girl for a ride. Now ain't it a shame that she was fair game for this guy from the Northeast side. Now I'll have to arm wrestle with Snooski, and I'll give him all that I've got. And I'll pretend that she is really cheering for me here on Mayslack's parking lot. He's Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski. He's the champ of the Northeast side. Oh, he stood on one leg and he chugged a whole cake while ripping my arm from my side. They're coming from Elsie's and Litsky's, from both sides of Broadway to see Sven Ivan get hitched, and the guy who was ditched, well, guess where he's gonna be? Well, I'm playing the organ next Sunday when my best girl marries that jerk. I won't play very long, just one half of my song, 'cause my left hand is all that will work. He's Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski. He's the champ of the Northeast side.
Oh, that tiger.
Oh, he stood on one leg and he chugged a whole cane while taking my girl for his bride. He's Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski. Champ of the Northeast side.
Hold that tiger.
Oh, he stood on one leg and he chugged the whole game while taking my girl for his bride.
All right, now you know the story, and really, there's no other radio show in the world that where that would fit in and you'd get away with playing Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski by Arnie Fogel and the Cookhouse Players. And as far as I know, the only thing that could have even come close to being a polka that they did. And there you go, right here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, as we just march on with great music. I was digging through the 45s during the week here, and I found a tune called the Saddle Shoe Polka. And it says it's by G, you know, G-E-E, by G, with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra and chorus. And anytime you could say Hugo Winterhalter, you know it's going to be a good day. Here's G with the Saddle Shoe Polka.
Everybody
Everybody's going to the prom tonight. Cheer up, the saddle shoe polka. Honey, be my partner and I'll hold you tight. Cheer up, the saddle shoe polka. We'll be playing records and we'll have a ball. Stevie and Evie and Wally and Molly, Cindy, Melinda and Marie. There'll be Betty and Eddie, you know they're going steady. And that's a good idea for you and me. So come on baby, don't miss the party. Sandwiches and soda pop for free. There'll be red balloons around the old school gym. We'll rock and we'll be doing fun. Balloons around the old school gym. We'll rock and we'll be doing fine. Like our dancing feet are too hot, we'll be doing happy polka time. Happy polka time.
All right, dancing the saddle shoe polka, there's G here on Tim Zoom for Hour with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra and chorus. I just like saying that, so I did. I'm just going to keep the records rolling. We've been talking a lot in the show here. We got to get in a few more songs. Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. Here's the Julita Polka.
Julita, boya Julita, boya Julita, she's the one for me. Julita, she's the one for me. Moya Julita, she's the one for me.
Well, there you go, the Julita Polka, Lil Wally, and the Lucky Harmony Boys. I wonder if that means they're lucky if they happen to sing in harmony. I have no idea. Oh, my, here we are, Tim Zumpa Hour, just cranking out all the great old-time music for you. Will we have a waltz in the show today? Of course we will, because that's my goal, is to slow it down at least once in every show and throw in a waltz. I have Johnny Bamba and his orchestra and the My Little Star Waltz. So let's slow her down here with Johnny Bamba. There you go, My Little Star Waltz. There's Johnny Bamba and his orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Not a lot of oompas in that one, but, you know, we got to slow it down now and then, just because, you know, you kind of need to take a little breather here. All right, I think we got to play a tune by the Six Fat Dutchman. I noticed that we are like halfway through summer. Actually, we're over halfway as I look at the calendar here, aren't we? Give or take a day. Depends what time you're hearing this show, because it's a weekly show and different stations could be playing it on different days. We're about halfway through summer. It's a good time to probably get your Christmas shopping started, huh? And actually, I guess the halfway point did happen in June, now that I think about it. But we passed the halfway point. In fact, I actually played some Christmas records middle of June at what they call Half Christmas. Not on this show, but just for myself, because I'm kind of weird. But I thought that it would be a great time, because it's hot, it's July, and we want to cool off a little bit. And I have a Six Fat Dutchman record here called the Jolly Sleigh Ride Polka, and heck, why not? Thank you. just can't miss with a good Six Fat Dutchman record, can you? There's the Jolly Sleigh Ride Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I'm going to set this record aside because I think we're going to play another Six Fat Dutchman record here in a couple of minutes. Because there's another one on there I just want to play because of the title of the song. Nothing to do with the song. I mean, it's a good song, but I just want to play it because of the title. But before we get any more of that good old German new home polka music from the Six Fat Dutchman, let's throw in Sam Pugliano and his orchestra with the Teresa Polka. Sam Pugliano here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. On the way, another one from the Six Fat Dutchman. I warned you, but I want to tell you about melaniesmusiclessons.com once again, because if you would like to learn to play the accordion, the keyboard, the electronic organ, you know, pretty much anything that has keys on it that looks like a piano, whether it's an accordion or whatever, she'll give you music lessons, and she'll do it like she's at your house, but she's not. She's in your computer because she does it via Skype. It's a live, interactive video lesson that is so convenient because you can take your lessons at home. You can take them while you're traveling. Maybe you want to do it while you're still at work at the office because you have a better computer there and you have fancy company high-speed internet and a bigger computer. You could do it. Just take your accordion to work there and stash it behind your desk in your office. And then after everybody goes home, fire that sucker up and have an accordion lesson. You could do it with the help of melaniesmusiclessons.com. You just go to the website, check it out. Melanie's been giving music lessons for over 30 years, so she knows what she's doing. Your first lesson is free and there is no obligation. So if you try it and you guess like, this is not for me, you know, you're not committed to anything. So, it's not like a fitness club where you got to sign up for a six-month membership and then you go once and go exercising stinks and you never go back. This is way better and there's no obligation, so check it out at melaniesmusiclessons.com. All right, I have the Six Fat Dutchman. We played a song from a couple of minutes ago, but I saw another song here called the Old Heidelberg Polka. And, of course, any record by the Six Fat Dutchman's a great record. But see, anytime I hear the name Heidelberg, which is a town in Germany, I think of the television show Hogan's Heroes. Remember Hogan's Heroes? Colonel Hogan and LeBeau and Sergeant Carter and Kinch and all the rest of the guys are in a POW camp, which is run by bumbling Commandant Colonel Klink during World War II. I love the show. And they often needed to go to Heidelberg for some reason because they would fight, you know, for the Allies from inside the prisoner of war camp. If you've never seen the show, and if you have seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And, you know, Colonel Hogan would be like, okay, Kinch, we got to get this microphone to the Allies. You know, LeBeau, you go out through the tunnel. Carter, get that German officer's uniform and go with him. And they would make their way to Heidelberg and get the thing, the secret guy. And, you know, they'd bomb the ball bearing plant or whatever it was. But that so often, Heidelberg was a town in the show. And can't you just hear Major Hochstetter, you know, Klink, somebody went to Heidelberg and bombed the ball bearing factory. You know, it's just, that was like the worst impression of of Hochstetter, everybody. Anyway, so every time I see Heidelberg anywhere, I think of Hogan's Heroes. Like if I hear of Dusseldorf even, or any town in Germany reminds me of Hogan's Heroes, I should probably just shut up and play the Heidelberg Polka with the Six Fat Dutchmen. Six Fat Dutchmen and the Heidelberg Polka and all the flashbacks to Hogan's Heroes and the whole thing right there at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I think we could probably sneak in another tune here today. And I always like to have the challenge of trying to pronounce one of these great old Polish names because sometimes I'm not so sure about it. Frank Wojnarowski. It seems like there's an extra Zorowski in there, but Frank Wojnarowski and Teresa Zapolska. And the Polish Polka. You think I got that right? I said it with conviction, so it sounded kind of convincing, didn't it? Anyway, here's the Polish Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Nosek is a little nose. Moje serce means my heart. Wózek is the word for cart. Róża, nosek,
nose.
Serce,
heart.
Wózek,
heart.
The Polish polka, Polish polka.
Learn and sing along with me.
Ja cię kocham.
I love you.
Jak się masz mi?
How are you?
And dzień dobry.
Meet good day.
Learn these phrases for today. Word for kiss. Panna is the word for miss. Twoja ręka means your hand. Piasek is the word for sand. Buzi,
kiss.
Panna,
miss.
Ręka,
hand.
Piasek,
sand. The Polish polka, Polish polka. Learn and sing along with me.
powietrze mu.
Tell me why.
Do widzenia.
Meet goodbye.
And dobranoc.
Meet goodnight.
Let's see if we've got it right. Róża.
Nose.
Nosek.
Nose.
Serce.
Heart.
Buzek.
Heart.
Buzi.
Kit.
Hanna.
Myth.
Ręka.
Hand.
Piasek.
Friend. The Polish polka. Polish polka. Learn and sing along.
There you go, the Polish polka, a little Polish language lesson for you there. Scary thing is, I actually understood one phrase because I knew that Dzień Dobry is a good day because I learned that from a Szymulski record years ago. So you can learn things by listening to polka records. We have proven that in today's show, and we've also proved that I do really bad German impressions from Hogan's Heroes. So I don't know, but yeah, I was going to mention Hogan's Heroes too. As long as we mentioned it, and I know the show's over, but, you know, Werner Klemperer played the role of Colonel Klink, Commandant Klink, who was a bumbling commandant of the prisoner of war camp where the TV show took place. And in real life, he was both actually a real concert violinist, as was his father, and his family had been persecuted by the Nazis during World War II. And the reason he took that role as Commandant Klink in Hogan's Heroes was because he liked the opportunity to play a bumbling German commandant and make fun of the Germans from World War II. So it all makes sense anyway. That's more than you needed to know today on Tim's Oompa Hour. But have no fear, because, you know, we're going to do it all over again. Wow, crazy show this week, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is recorded live in the studios of KEBES Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, and sponsored by our good friends, MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Check it out. We'll be back next week to do it all over again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.